Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. It's a weird daytime episode. We don't usually do these, and it's strange to see you in the light.
We used to. That was when we first started the podcast, we only did daytime episodes.
But now it's all nighttime, all the time.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So yeah, it's more coffee, less wine.
Yeah. We both definitely have more energy. Like, we're both like, hey, what's up? Normally it's like, I'm dead.
Truly, yeah. Truly. Mm-hmm. So you're getting our best. Today we have with us TV personality, Mercedes Javid. Hello.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So I have three children. They're all boys, 9, 7, and 3.
I have three kids. I have an 8.5-year-old boy and twin 6-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm. And tell us. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
I just had my first son. He's 6.5 months.
Yay. And he's here.
And he's here. And yes. He's just the sweetest.
He's so cute. He was smiling and waving already. I mean, like,
he's really cute.
He's
that guy's
like
personality. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, though, because I forget the difference between like a newborn and a 6-month-old and like a 6-year-old. So I'm just like, he's there. He's great. He's so smart.
He's a person. Yes. He's amazing. Yeah.
Like, it all blends together after a while. But when you're in it, you know the distinct differences between each stage.
Yes.
Right.
So yes. How is he sleeping?
No, we wake up like around, he'll sleep from like 9 to midnight.
Oh, okay.
Which is like a really long stretch.
Yeah. That is.
And then the next stretch is unpredictable, but sometimes it might be till like 4. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might be till 1 or 2. But then this morning I feel, there's just something that my husband and I just started doing. Like, just meaning since Monday. yeah.
The best time, what do they say? The best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago, but the second best is now.
Right. Exactly. So he and I are now sharing every night as opposed to where we would alternate nights. And that's really good because that means both nights,
right,
one of, like, we're both getting a decent amount of sleep.
Yep.
And so, like, instead of one of us being exhausted one day and the other one being like spry and perfect, I think like the way that we split it up seems to be like I'll fall asleep first, and then when he's had enough, because he's naturally up later than me.
Right.
And I like to, like, 9 o'clock, and I'll see him, the baby, go down, and I'll be like, don't be an idiot. Take this opportunity to sleep. Like, I know it's 8 o'clock, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
So for then, Tommy doesn't want to go to sleep, my husband. So then he's awake. And then by the time he's up to here with it, I'm already rested.
Nice.
I take the next shift.
So you're like tag team wrestlers of sleep.
Which doesn't lend itself to a lot of mom and dad alone in bedtime, but like, that's just fleeting or whatever.
Sure. Yes. And in like 12 years,
you'll
both be asleep in your bed together.
Oh my God.
Or actually, maybe this is too much information. Or the other day, it was like, hey, no one else is in the house. In 15 minutes, I have to pick up our kid from preschool. Oh, let's roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, we have three kids, so it's a lot more grim over there.
Yeah.
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 You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, someday.
Yeah, you'll get. I kid about the 12 years. It'll be sooner than you think. There'll be space where you're like, oh, wait, we just, both of us got to sleep.
Well, can't you have, I mean, if they're really young, not your children's ages, but you could still have sex when they're this young.
Oh, yeah.
Around them, right?
Yes. Yes. Around them? Like when they're awake and looking at you as alert as that kid was? I don't know.
No. No. No, no, no. That would be such a challenging erection for my husband, wouldn't it?
He's staring at me. He keeps smiling at me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Did you dress him up for Halloween?
A pumpkin and
classic.
Maverick from Top Gun. And
did he have costume changes throughout the day?
No, we went to the pumpkin patch. So he dressed up as a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then so he puked on Maverick. So I had to put last minute his Mickey Mouse costume, which was really his like Disneyland outfit that he never wore because Disneyland was a fucking shit show.
Oh, you can. swear on it.
That was so bad.
Busy. So, so busy.
Well, let's get right to it, Amanda. What, tell us what's been breaking you.
So my story actually is about Halloween costumes.
Beautiful.
So for my son, his best friend and him, we're going to be Salt and Pepper this year. And then at the school.
Not like
Salt and Pepper. Oh, but I
like Salt and Pepper.
The spicy. The seasonings.
The seasoning.
The spicy.
Well, I followed behind them playing Push It while they trick-or-treated.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God bless you. What'd you
say? What'd you say?
I followed behind them and played Salt and Pepper while they were trick-or-treating.
That is adorable.
I was like, yeah. Parents are like, that's funny. That's great. Like, it was.
Did
more,
they appreciate that, though?
The kids had no idea why I was doing that. They just thought I was being weird.
But so the parents got it. It wasn't for the kids. No, it was for the grown-ups.
So they'd go up and be like, trick-or-treat, and then he'd be like, push it. Push it good. I was like, ah, get it?
That is salt so and pepper? Cute. I might die right now.
It was fun.
I might do that someday to embarrass my children.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit for it.
Okay. Hold on. I heard about this a while ago. And
I'll tag you on
it.
Whatever the Instagram of like 6 years from now is. Right?
Yep. Well, so I made their little costumes. I did just very simple felt S&Ps and like they had matching black and white and it was easy for them and fun because they felt cool. But then it was also not a like very labor intensive process. And so the night before we ran the Pepper costume to his friend's house and, so that they could go to school because they have a school parade where they go around. They can wear their costumes to school and then they have a big parade and you see all the kids in their costumes.
Wait, I'm waiting for the other shoe to dress. Something very crazy is about to.
So at 9 o'clock like that night, I got a text message from the mom of the Pepper.
And this is the night
from
before.
From the mom of the Pepper.
the Pepper mom. Pepper's mom. The night before Halloween.
Okay.
And she said, just so you know, Pepper's not going to wear Pepper at school only for trick-or-treating. He's going to be a gorilla instead.
Okay.
So all I could, my kid's asleep already. So all I could think of is he's going to wake up so excited to be with his best friend in their matching costumes. And now he's just going to be Salt, like going into school and just being Salt by himself.
Why did the teacher not know? I mean, the other mom not know?
She knew. There was a miscommunication.
Because you don't do that unless there was like some big thing missing. Like you would just never do that. You would talk your kid into tomorrow. You're going to see Salt and you guys are going to be together and he's wearing it and he doesn't have another costume. And that's the plan. And you help him stick to it so that he has a fucking future when he's 25 years old. Right?
Yeah. It was...
too bad Mercedes was not on
was
that
not
phone call.
Pepper's, Pepper's mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I went through that... I said a lot of things in the, like, 5 minutes of text message between, like, that and that. And my husband had just left dropping the costume off, so he was out, and I was like, you need to go to Target right now. You need to get him a costume. You need to buy him the best costume you can possibly find. Aww. Like, scour. Well, here's the thing. The night before Halloween, there's Christmas.
It's slim pickings,
there's
right?
nothing. It's all gone. It's already Christmas.
Yeah.
So he walked around and he was like, they don't have any costumes. There's no costumes left. He went to Walmart.
Oh,
no costumes.
God.
There's a Halloween town here. It was closed.
It's like the grocery store the night before a hurricane.
Yes.
It's
just
right,
like done.
Right, right.
We just woke up and we're like, uh-oh, maybe we should get bread. No, there was none.
Right.
Like, go to Michael's and make him something.
I know.
Well, it's like so late. Everything
no, your
closed.
Husband.
Oh, my God.
So he.
Nightmare. Wait, pause for just a second. Yeah. You are fucking rad for being like, you go to Target now and you get him an amazing,
the
like
best thing ever. Yes.
That was some grade A mommy.
Thank you. I just was like, all I could think about was him because he was so excited to do it and his disappointment of like, your friend's not going to do it, but he'll do it later. But even just that was like, and then sending him to school is Salt. So then I was like,
I think I would have been like, I guess you're just Salt. Let's just be Salt.
We tried because we couldn't find anything. So when he woke up, like I let him know and I was like, but for trick-or-treating, he's going to come with us, and you will be. And I was like, you could just all day long just shake and say, I'm a salt shaker. And he was like, that is not cool, and don't ever do that again, Mom. Then I just kept thinking, like, what could he be? What could he be? And then out of nowhere, I was like, oh, you could be a ghost. I was like, we'll go get a white sheet. You wear your salt costume under it. We'll cut two holes. It'll be the funniest costume. It's going to be the best costume. And he was like, I'm in. So then I got a sheet. I was cutting it like as fast as I could. And then he created this whole, I'm Jerry the ghost. I died 6 years ago.
Yeah, he could have been the white Pac-Man. And like if you make the bottom.
I did it because I didn't want to trip. It ended up working. And he had so much fun all day. Yeah, that and it was sounds awesome. It was easy because like he didn't. There was no like friend fight. There was no feeling like I was abandoned. Right. And then they got to be salt
you
and
saved
pepper.
The day big time.
I felt like twice. A warrior mother. Like I was like, yeah. Like big when I time. Thought of it, I was like, yeah. Yes. You'll be a ghost. And the fact that he was like, I bite. I'll take that. Oh, I was like,
God. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he could have been like, nope.
Good shit.
Yeah. It worked. So that was my Halloween this year. I was like, it was ups and downs.
Yeah. But then your twins didn't have any their Halloween costume drama.
No, theirs worked out. Like one was a cat. She was a scaredy cat who then became a queen cat. Like she got over her fear. She wrote this whole
evolution, a character arc.
And then we had a Pokemon character and she was just excited.
I saw the headband for it and it looked amazing.
Yeah. I bought that.
You bought Etsy. It. Okay. I was like, did she make that? No. It's crazy.
I was going to, but you know me. I don't have time.
You bought that on Etsy?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is homemade.
Yeah, it's homemade. Yeah, I paid a lady to do it.
It looks
or
really
man.
Cool.
It could have been a man. I don't know.
I think I need to see this.
Yeah, where is
here,
it?
Here, I'll grab it real quick.
It's like felt and it's very colorful. Yeah, and I was really impressed.
A little Lindsay.
And then that is.
We just did her little makeup.
Thank God for Etsy.
Uh-huh.
And I love it,
that
too.
That actually looks really cute.
Yeah,
it worked. Because then I just did, like, blue makeup on her. And she had a sleeping... You know, they make those sleeping onesies now?
Mm-hmm.
So
those things are amazing.
You want to know something funny? I think that the woman who makes these can sell just as many to ravers as
yes!
well as kids.
I think that's probably more of what she's really? Probably got. Like, yeah. A whole thing.
Like,
you know,
cosplay.
It's for cosplay or, like, Comic-Con. You know, it's more for an adult.
Totally.
She's it like, really what's does.
Up? Wait, and so what is this? Which Pokemon is this?
A blue one?
A blue one.
Oh, boy. If you said that to my son, he would be like, oh, you, what's
just wait. You got, like, 6 years. And then you got
Gnome
all, too.
Oh, my gosh, Mom. It's not a blue one. It's the blah, blah, blah.
It's a Glaceon.
Oh, Glaceon.
It's her favorite
this
one.
Actually matches my outfit.
I know. Very cute.
It looks amazing.
Thank you, Etsy.
Well, and seriously. It looks like you made it. And you could just tell everyone you did.
I know. And I probably actually could have made it.
But,
the
but
sewing
fuck
of
that.
The, no.
No.
So cute.
It would have just been like, it would have been just triangle ear.
This is really good. Like, I'm pretty good at this stuff, and I could not have done this.
Yeah.
But
this
look at the bottom, how she made that seam. That's what makes it really good.
Yeah. It's like 3D.
Yes.
It's sculptural.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And it worked. She was happy with it. So that's it. It was an easy costume. And she also had a tail, but I don't know where that went. So that was it. That
awesome.
Was my story this week.
Nothing creates holiday stress like searching for the perfect gift.
Totally.
Right, Amanda?
Yeah, it's so stressful.
Yeah.
Expectations are high and you don't want to disappoint anybody.
So that's why we are here to tell you about Dollar Shave Club. You've heard about it. They're the guys who deliver amazing razors and grooming products to millions of men and women around this country. I'm sure non-binary folks also enjoy a razor now and then.
Yes. In this holiday season, they've got winning gifts that the guys in your life or gals in your life will actually use. So they have things like the Ultimate Shave Gift Set, which is a guaranteed hit with basically everything needed for an amazing shave.
It comes with a 6-blade razor, 4 replacement cartridges, exfoliating prep scrub for a close shave, and their world-famous shave butter and post-shave dew to moisturize and help prevent irritation. So the guy in your life has never experienced a shave like this before. It's a dollar shave.
But new this year, the Dollar Shave Club has created something unique.
It's very exciting.
What
one,
is it?
One came in the mail.
Yeah.
Somehow, Amanda did
only
not
one.
Get one.
Only one. So Betsy's
she's
the only one.
Salty who, about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Get ready. This thing is called the Robloncho.
Robloncho.
It's part robe. It's part blanket. It's part poncho. Robloncho. It's a limited edition loungewear reimagined. Words do not do it justice. You must check it out.
I would love to. It sounds ideal.
I have to say, it showed up in a box. I was like, what is this thing? What is this? I thought it was a scarf. I thought it was a blanket. Turns out it is all of these things. It's just this like cozy, soft. It's like a man pashmina, but it has like little places.
A mashmina?
Like pockets. A mashmina. It's a mashmina.
It's a robloncho.
Robloncho. I am really excited for Ari to try all of these products. He for now, he just uses like whatever shave gel I use and a razor. So now he's going to have his own, and he's going to have like shave butter and shave dew and prep scrub and this very exciting Roblancho, which I'll be honest, I probably will steal because I love it.
Yeah, I would love it too. You know who I would give that gift to? Me.
Well, check out Dollar Shave Club's holiday gift selection right now at dollarshaveclub.com/WMD.
If you order before December 18th, it'll arrive by the 24th with free shipping.
Oh, you got so much time.
Yeah. So these gift sets are limited and will sell out. That's dollarshaveclub.com/WMD. dollarshaveclub.com/WMD.
Shave, shave, shave.
The holidays are just around the corner, and there is one gift that thousands of moms have been calling the best gift ever. It's really hard, right, to find a gift for grandparents. They have everything, right?
Yeah, and you want something that they actually want and that they're really going to love.
Yes. So let's hip you to something very cool. It's called Skylight Frame.
Yeah, it's a touch screen photo frame that you can update instantly by email. You can send anything from anywhere. So that means you could give one frame to a grandparent, mm-hmm. and then all of the siblings can update the photos on that frame. So like your cousin or your sister or your brother or you can just send the new photos. So you're like, oh, you know, so-and-so's baseball game, I'm going to upload it so that they can see the photos and it will just show up on their wall and they can scroll through. If they're like, I don't really want to see this baseball game picture, they can just touch screen and flip through. And then if your sister who's in like DC says, oh, it's so-and-so's show, they can upload the picture so that you could see the pictures right there on your frame.
Yeah. In my family, we have like a text chain and we kind of send photos now and then or, you know, but I love this because it's an actual frame.
Yeah, and it's pretty.
It's like a nice black frame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a black frame with a white mat.
Yeah, so it has a white mat, and then inside is where the touchscreen is.
Yeah, and so you can instantly send them photos. You're like, oh, it was preschool graduation. Send those photos to the grandparents.
And they also have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't love Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund, which is awesome. Because how many times do you get something and you're like,
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think you're going to feel this way about Skylight. The Skylight frame, you can preload it. So let's say you're going to get this for your in-laws this year, which I think, honestly, you should. You can preload it with a bunch of your favorite photos before you even send it. And then it's completely personalized. They open it up. It has all these photos on it already.
And it's super simple. So like if you're non-tech savvy mom, like my mom would be, you can have it all set up so that when they go to do it, it's done and it's easy to use.
Yeah. It's just a really fun, interesting, easy, beautiful way to stay connected.
Yep. So now as a special holiday offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code MOMMY.
That's right. So to get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com, enter the code MOMMY. That's Skylight, like a, you know, like a window in your roof. Skylight frame.com, promo code MOMMY. Amanda, we are joined in this promo by your mom.
Oh, yes, we are.
Debbie Allen.
I'm here.
You know, I made the switch to natural deodorant a long, long time ago, but a lot of times they do not work.
Yeah, most times when I do, I have to go back.
Reapply a lot of times they just don't work that well. But our sponsor, Native, they make a deodorant. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's there's no aluminum.
Like if you go online, they have like over 8,000 5-star reviews. So like if you go online, you can see everyone talks about it. It's been on the Today Show. It's been in Elle Magazine, Pop Sugar, Refinery29, just to name a few. So it's legit.
Yeah.
And I've seen it on the Today Show.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Well. And they liked it.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's a deodorant that is formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc. Which is talk?
Talc.
Talc.
Huh.
That's talc.
Talk.
Talk. Talk. There's no talking talc in this deodorant. This deodorant will not talk to you. Talc. Yeah, no talc. And it has like natural ingredients like coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch.
Also, it has a different variety of scents, which is really nice because it's not all just super sweet. They have.
Yeah, dude, I went to buy it online the other day.
Yeah.
There were so many different scents.
Which is really nice. Really? They have them for men and women.
It was crazy pants. And a lot of them are sort of like asexual. You know, asexual deodorant. What am I trying to say?
You're saying anyone, men or women.
Unisex. Yes. There we go.
Unisex.
Or anyone who even may not identify as male or woman.
Are you he, she, or they? Deodorant is for you.
That's right.
So yeah, coconut and vanilla scent. That's the most popular one. I love that one.
They also have eucalyptus and mint, which is nice.
Cucumber and mint, lavender and rose.
Oh, that one I'd like.
Yeah, it's good. I think I have some in there. You can try it.
Okay.
No.
You can have it. I'm not going to like let you try my deodorant, but you can have it.
Well, I mean, she's your mom. It's not.
Anyways.
All right. There's no risk to try it. They offer free returns and exchanges in the USA, and they have free shipping as well.
Wow. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's a top-notch product that works.
And they back it.
And they back it up.
So, Mom, where
Debbie
should they
Allen
go?
Said it right.
Where should they go to find out about this?
Well, it'd be nice if they went to nativedeodorant.com. It's probably the best place, you know, to start.
Right. And then not only that, but they can get 20% off their first order if they use promo code WMD. So where do they go?
Nativedeodorant.com.
And what's the promo code? WMD for 20% off their first purchase.
Well, you know, you have it all. I love it.
Oh.
Thanks for helping me.
Oh. Thank you for helping us.
So my dad and my stepmom came to visit, which is actually fine because usually they are, of all of our relatives, they're usually the easiest visiting relatives. Like, they're very helpful. Like, they came and I don't think we unloaded the dishwasher maybe once. Like, they help clean up and they're helpful with the kids, but they don't really overstep their boundaries. They're very nice to have around. And when they're around, I'm like, oh, I see why people want to be near their family.
Yeah, for help. For the help.
Because these relatives are very helpful and they're not creating a bunch of drama, which some of my relatives do. So they came on Halloween and then they stayed all weekend and they left on Monday. But when I came down with a cold the day before they arrived, so I was like, I had a cold the whole time. Oh. And it was like, they couldn't have rescheduled. They came all the way from Minnesota. So I just had to kind of pretend like I wasn't sick. I'm fine now. But the whole time they were here, I was like, and just, you know, kind of a mess. So two things happened when they were visiting. Halloween was awesome. We had an awesome Halloween. Everything was great. Ajax said it was the best Halloween of all time. So, great. I made costumes and I think they went really well.
Okay. Yeah, they looked great.
Two other things, though. So one is that there was one night where Ajax, it was the night that they, you know what? I'll tell this second. So we were sitting around the table one night at dinner. So our dog...
You don't have a dog anymore. Okay.
So our dog, Walter, he lived with me and my husband for years. We had kids. His quality of life really took a nosedive. He hated our kids. He bit our kids. And the final straw was that he bit my child on the face once. And then he had to go to the hospital. He didn't have stitches, but we were like, we need to find a new home for this dog. So then my dog went and lived with one of my very best friends. And he had a beautiful life. And then he recently passed away. He had a beautiful long life. He lived to be very old. Okay. Yeah. So we have not told the kids yet. We still haven't told them because
Ajax, my son, is very sensitive. He's very sentimental, like my husband. Like, I'm a fucking psychopath. I'll be like, well, they died. Let's move on. But my husband, like, he'll see a picture of, like, a sad cartoon car, and he'll be ruined. Like, he just...
Oh, that sounds really cute.
It is cute. It is cute. But also, it's like, all right. Yeah. Well, because, again, I am a fucking psycho. I'm just like, oh, let's... Come on. So like, we had a... flowers on our table, and they were starting to, you know, wilt and dry up. And my son Ajax, who's 7, was so sad about that dying flower, like that this flower is dead. He feels so bad for it. He can't stop thinking about it. He was crying about it. Like, he just like was all like, he is super fucking sensitive. So this, I tell you as an example of why we haven't told the kids about the dog yet. Because if he cries and cries about a fucking flower dying, then he is gonna flip his shit when he finds out that the dog died.
You can't tell him.
No. It might be one of those situations where, like,
Walter ran away.
Yeah, he went and lives in Seattle. That could
be as sad.
I know, that's true. He lives in a farm.
Because
forever farm.
Yes.
Well, luckily he went to.
That's what I want to think. Even as a grown up, that's how my husband should give me any bad news. Yeah. That's it. Your stock answer, right?
I love it.
Yeah, it's at the forever farm. Yeah.
Forever farm.
You know that car? It's at the forever farm.
Yeah. Oh my god. I got in a car crash. I'm fine.
The car went to a farm.
Yeah, they fixed it, but then it went to a farm.
This should be like our like sisterly hashtag. Anytime we want to send smoke signals, just hashtag forever farm. We'll all know.
Oh man, I think we found the title of our episode, Forever Farm. So yeah, luckily the dog is in Seattle, so he can kind of be forever in Seattle until we choose, which That's is true. Also why we've just been kind of like,
yep,
biding our time.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, he's been dead for a while now, and we. So we're sitting around dinner and my I can't remember who brought it up, but one of my, either my dad or my stepmom, they were like, so how's it been since Walter passed away?
Oh, no.
And only Ajax was sitting at the table. My other two kids were somewhere else, and my husband was there. And Ajax goes, what? And my husband, just shuts down and puts his head in his hands. Oh, no. And I was just like, ooh. And I just kind of disappeared. Like, I, you know that Homer Simpson gif where he just goes into the bushes? That was me. And I just kind of like went into the laundry room. I was like, I'm not here.
Right.
Because it was like, fuck, what? Fuck. How are we going to get out of this?
Yeah.
And he was like, what are you talking about? Oh, no. And we were like, oh, no. And
are you like, you can deal with it. You said it.
I would have lied. I would have been like, grandma's senile, honey. She has no idea what
grandma's
to say.
Close to going to the forever car.
I love just like push him under the bus. I don't know. She's crazy.
That woman's crazy.
So we were all like, oh no. And of course my dad and my stepmom were all of a sudden, they realized what had happened, and they were like, and I think my husband and I were like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Right.
Trying to give them panicked eyes. And so they were like, oh, and my stepmom is like, I mean, passed away, like he passed over to Seattle. How is it now that he's passed on to Seattle?
That's a good catch. That was a good save.
It worked.
And it worked.
Oh,
that was a good save.
Yeah, he was like, oh.
We pass from one city to the other. It's another, it's a synonym for travel. Drive.
He's gonna everything you're saying.
This is essentially what my stepmom said. Yes, yeah,
exactly.
That's
same.
Oh,
that's one.
Sorry, that was a weird word.
He's gonna be an adult, other. And he's gonna be like,
oh, you guys. Yes.
So he, I always thought Seattle meant death.
Or okay. He's gonna be at a party. And he's gonna be like, my dog is 30 years old, and someone's gonna be Seattle. Like, nah.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. So Doug Heffernan, you know, from King of Queens, you know, Kevin James.
Oh yeah.
So He specifically had this episode where his wife Carrie, you know, Leah Remini, had to let him know that his that is not your childhood dog, because he's like 35, 40 years old right now, and his parents have been continuously getting golden retrievers.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So he never really came to terms, and he's like, "What do you mean? It? Of course it is, because they would name each one like Fluffy." And she's like, "Can you do the math? Like, if you were 5 years old when you had this dog, and you're 35." And he stopped and he had a moment where he like had to weep and like grieve like four dogs over the last like
that's so funny. That's gonna be Ajax. Put,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could totally like another breed can show up like 12 years later and I'm like, there he is.
He looks really young. Spry that one.
He's really having a good life in Seattle.
Really long good life in Seattle.
Oh man. Aww. So yeah, we all just about passed away that day. But that's luckily so we squeaked by and we all live another day. To lie to Ajax and our other children.
But you know, I'm not worried about y'all because you sound like you're going to lie pretty well on your feet pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you have like back pocket like answers, like ready to go.
Well, luckily my stepmom did. Yes. My husband and I were both just like, oh no.
You got it, honestly.
Deer in the headlights. Yeah. Like, yes. I like fucking just rolled out of the car
that
essentially.
That is so funny. You're like, nope, not taking this one.
Yeah, I was almost removed, like, how are they going to make this work?
Yeah, that's totally where you amended it.
I did.
So I have a question. What do you ladies do since you have three, each of you? What do you do on the days when just everything goes wrong in the sense of, like, from the minute you wake up to trying to get out the door? So whatever that means, whatever that space that takes up, like, do you guys do like one, what I feel like doing, which is like, fuck everybody who's waiting for me, they can wait, and fuck everyone who got canceled on because that's life, and I'm doing the best I can, and like, I just have these like big tsunami waves that come over me, but I, at the same time, I refuse to have a bad day. I refuse to lose to the chaos.
Ooh.
I refuse to ever like let it like get us down. So I'm basically like, today, every day feels like the last day of school and like the first day of summer vacation. I'm like, I'm with my son. The sun is shining. Two arms, two legs. But at the same time, like, there's puke. I've changed him. There's like all these things, right? And I think it's like, you're not supposed to fall apart. You're supposed to continue to be professional, keep appointments, don't keep people waiting in line. So like, what do you guys think is like the bottom line on that?
We're different.
That is true. I generally try to forge ahead and push everything down and we're just like, we're getting stuff done. Although I'm also a hot mess most of the time. Mm-hmm. Like I go to drop my son off at preschool and I haven't brushed my teeth. It's bad. It's great. Yeah.
I was taking a shower and I was like, oh my God, that's where the dental floss fell. Like I didn't even have time to remember that I had forgotten to floss.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't flossed in years.
Oh no.
It's important. It's important.
Oh, Betsy.
It's not true. Oral health. But I don't really floss.
I think
very
I flossed my teeth in the shower the last time I did floss.
Oh, that's
I felt like that was a shortcut.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yes, while you're waiting for your hair to get wet. Yeah. I like just that.
I had somebody.
I'm going to try that. Oh, that's why people get those water picks. They use them in their shower.
Oh, and then they also brush their teeth in shower, some people.
I used to do that. Yeah. Mm. I don't do that anymore.
I don't know if I can do it.
Well, I have an electric toothbrush now because it's
like
so
a
awkward.
Weird thing where I'm like, I do this way, and this is the only way I can do that.
Like, I don't like that I'd use my Clarisonic face brush in the shower because then I can't see because I don't have a mirror
in there.
Yeah,
you're like sitting in there.
You
like,
kind of need to see like what you're doing. I'm like, I need to like exfoliate my eyebrows because otherwise they look like they have dandruff. They'll get like flaky. It's weird. Just there. It's like you need a mirror for that shit.
I have one of those brushes. My mom gave it to me, but I never use it. So my son, my 3-year-old, just brings it in every now and then. And he just kind of like.
Does like a massage?
Massages my arms with it. It's actually kind of nice. Yeah. It's like kind of tickly.
It takes off the dead skin. I think it's good for me.
Yeah. I'm going to say that I'm going to chalk it up as it's dry brushing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously. Like a very gentle dry brush. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I don't know. I've kind of succumbed to it, especially three kids in. At some point, you do have to kind of capitulate to the chaos and just be like, it is what it is. And, you know,
This is my season of life.
Yeah.
And right. and people need to deal with the fact that this is where I'm at. I can't pretend that this isn't my life right now. And I don't know. What do you think, Amanda?
Yeah, I have gotten better about letting myself be late to things or go easy on myself. Like right. if something happens and I'm just like, I can't make it. And that's what it is. And it's going to be okay. Or
yeah.
Or I will just be like, nope. I'm done.
Right.
Everything just fell apart. And so this day is different than I thought it was going to be. And that's
right.
what it is.
Right.
So
yeah. I've actually had days, these are the most extreme,
yeah.
but where I'm like, I have literally given up and I've been like, tomorrow's another day. Take off your clothes. I'll put my sweats on and I'll just like be like, okay, what do I feel like eating?
Oh yeah.
Yes. And like,
and let yourself
Wendy
have
Williams
that
or whatever.
Oh, big time.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
watch
yeah.
her all day, every day.
That's me with a martini after bedtime every
right.
night.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Just folding laundry and watching television.
And that's you refilling your cup, right? Like you're like, this isn't working, so I'm going to take care of me right now.
Yeah. yeah. You're not going to bang your head through the wall and like be
no.
rude to yourself. I think my, my kind of mother-in-law just told, because they're, yeah, it's a mother-in-law-ish.
Okay.
She said to me, enjoy this. This is your time. And I actually thought, I was like, I didn't know what this is, but she's just like basically saying, this is like the most incredible experience
oh.
that you're having. And this is like your time. So I was like, you just kind of touched on it because you were saying that I don't remember the words that you used, but it resonated with what she said. And I think like to be present and appreciate what you have, I may not have more than one. So I have to really just like make sure
right.
that
soak it
I
in.
Am not falling victim to some other bullshit that
yep.
has to do with like stuff you've done all your life and will do the rest of
right.
your life, except for your kid.
Yep.
This is what season of life you're in right now. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. I guess that's what it is.
And
yeah,
you're going to go into a different season of life when he's older and
yes.
you'll be able to reclaim, I mean, hopefully, allegedly, a lot of your previous self. That's our hope. I'm always like, and then one day maybe I'll have nice furniture. Maybe.
Yeah.
One day. One day I'll touch up my roots. So, Mercedes, what has broken you? I want to know. We
I
all
want
to know.
Okay, so this is so many things, but it's basically Disneyland, okay? So this just happened on Sunday, October 13th.
Oh, wow.
2019. Okay. And approximately like 8:40 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Pacific Standard Time.
So when we get a time machine, we'll know exactly when to go back to
yeah.
change. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when my cousin, my dear cousin who lives in Palo, where are the iPhones from?
Palo Alto.
She and her husband and her two daughters, 6 and 8, come down, stay at the Disneyland, you know, property, and they arrive on Saturday. We are to join them, my husband, my son, and me, on Sunday. So I am so upset still about this day.
Oh.
It was such a shit show. Okay.
Wait, so give us a little setup. How close are you to these people that you're describing?
I love them to death.
Okay.
But that day, I like basically like walked away without even saying goodbye.
Got it.
I almost was going to be like, we're going to need some space. We're going to need to take a step back in our relationship. She's my cousin.
Okay.
She's like my baby cousin.
Okay. She doesn't have kids.
She has the two daughters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they came 6 and 8. They came from Palo Alto.
Oh, right.
They're staying at the Disneyland Hotel, whatever. All right. So the one thing I will say is that this story has a happy ending in that I complained about my experience to customer service, went to the website. There's an info, a drop down menu, a phone number, and then they email you back 7 to 10 business days later.
Whoa.
And they actually did call me 7 to 10 business days later, upon which time I broke down with her and I talked to her just like I would with you or my sister or my brother. And I told them every single thing until I was empty. And then she said that she will let us come back again on them.
Oh, nice.
And one of the things that I did was I said to them, I was like, you guys have scanners on these apps, so you could probably tell that we didn't use a single scan for a ride or anything. Like, we literally entered the park,
God, what happened?
So, the first problem was, okay, I didn't know that it's motherfucking prohibition at Disneyland. So, whatever. Okay, so I didn't know something. Maybe it's common knowledge and I didn't know. Whatever. When we get
that
off of the
tram. That place needs booze.
More booze. Ugh. Please. I heard there's like Club 76 or some.
33, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Club 76 is from.
My cousin knows me well. My cousin knows me well. So does my Sienna, who's here with us. You've met her already. They both know me. And of course, like, do not try to say Disneyland without saying the first thing you're going to do after you park your car is right there in downtown Disney. There was that bougie ass big restaurant with the giant colorful bar that looks like Gatsby.
Yes.
And go there and have like a giant glass of wine and then walk into the park.
There you go.
Nobody told me that. Nobody told me that.
No one's told me that. Amanda.
Oh my God. It was so, I was so angry. I was shaking. So my cousin tells me, oh my God. And it was one of those like, texts you every 5 minutes, like, we're still on the freeway. Oh, text me when you get, when, like, so I was like, all these excessive texts, like, we'll be right there. We could come to you or you could come to us. And I was like, bro, go with the flow. Like, it's fine, whatever. But I got sucked into her, like, energy.
Yeah.
And she was like, come and meet us at Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
And so that turns out it's the furthest point, the back of the park, right?
Yeah.
So I stop and I ask a cast member, these shitty employees that, sorry, Disneyland made it up to me. And so I'm looking forward to going back. Okay. But I did tweet the complaint as well. But anyway. Okay.
Oh, shit.
So they said where Winnie the Pooh was. And I turned to my husband and I said, he must not know what he's talking about because my cousin would never be up my ass for the last 4 hours and then tell us to meet at the furthest point from the park. And she's like, yeah, that's where we are. My cousin, she was like, yep, we are way in the back. And I was like, okay, goodbye. I'll call you when I'm closer. So we like got hungry and it's now like the frustration level of everything is like hunger, no alcohol, the furthest line. Oops.
Sorry. And it's super packed because it's the holidays too, right?
It is. No. So that Sunday was also the day before Columbus Day, so it was the most crowded. It was a holiday. It wasn't Wednesday. It was Sunday of a three-day weekend.
Right. Oh, fuck.
That's why I wanted space from my cousin because she made that choice to come down that weekend. So, long story short, and this is what happens: my husband starts to have a meltdown to which he cannot come back from.
Yeah.
He is like, we should have something here, whatever, like vapor, whatever, whatever. And I was like, yeah, but it's not like everything died and we're like both foaming at the mouth. I look around to my, because like these sweet, my younger cousins want hugs and they want to be held and she's 6 or 8 years old. And then my son is crying. My husband is like fuming, steam coming out, billowing out of his ears. And I was like, let's just go. So we walk to the exit. We're still not out of the woods. They told us the wrong way. We had to go back through security. Then we were just lost AF because there was like, which parking lot? The parking lot that's covered or the parking lot that's all open air? And I was like, you're asking us now which one? So by the time we've made all of these U-turns and gone to Winnie the Pooh and all this shit, like blisters inside of your socks of your tennis shoes. And then it was just more clusterfuck. And I'm not going to get into the minutia, but it was very annoying. And it was one of those where you could see like how they could have cut the line in half by opening up the other one and they didn't. So then the tram was like oozing with people. It looked like a third world country. And they were like trying to give livers and kidneys away for free or something.
And
like,
you can't bring a stroller on the tram, which is bullshit.
You have to collapse it. Like, come on.
You're it's full of stuff for your whole day.
Yes.
I hate that.
So then we saw a truck, like a churro, hot dog, corn dog. My husband says to me, do you at least want, like, we're leaving. It's been the worst day of our lives. We spent God knows how many hundreds of dollars.
How much time were you there?
We were there from like for 3 hours, three miserable hours. 3 minutes. I love those
like 3 hours and you're like, fuck you're this. Like, we're out. We're out. Done.
Yeah, it took, and then so then that churro or corn dog, I said to myself, you know what? Don't be a martyr. Have that corn dog.
Yeah.
You get a funnel cake. Tell my husband that at least we leave the park with one of those traditional things that you only eat when you come to an amusement park.
Yeah.
Took an hour. Ordered it, took an hour.
What?
Ordered it, took an hour. We were like yelling at each other at this point, like whose fault it is for thinking of like ordering it, and waited an hour. An what hour. The fuck? Like an actual hour.
An hour for what?
And there was no one in line in front of him. But there were people who were also waiting for their corn dogs.
Oh,
so we were they run stumped. Out of corn dogs? I know, that's what I was like. Because
the corn dog doesn't take a long right, time.
No, and it was piping hot, so it was like just fresh. And he was so upset with me about the whole situation, my husband, that he didn't have like the wherewithal to even articulate that they might have left. And I think if he was afraid to tell me that if that were the case, then he would be grounds for me to yell at him for not walking away and abandoning the hot dog, the corn dog. Man. Right? Like, it was so bad.
What a shit show.
Yeah. That was.
And when you have a baby, I could be at home. It was supposed to be his laying first on Disneyland. The couch. And, yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be a special
redo.
Magical family total thing. Do-over.
I'm Thank glad God. That they reimbursed you.
That's very cool of them.
Yeah, they're bringing you back.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
I am excited. We're going to do that.
Back on a Wednesday.
But that's the thing. We're going to go back on a Wednesday. Oh, yes. But then my mom will be there. When my mom is there, I have to have like an IV of alcohol fluid.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Thermos,
yeah,
with iced tea or whatever.
Like California Adventure. That's where the alcohol is.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah,
yeah.
To, like a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah.
Next time
we went to California Adventure, and I think the daiquiri stand opens at like 10 a.m. And we were
funny.
Like,
that's funny.
When is it? How many more minutes? We're just so sad. But it was like we were already. We'd had it.
Yes.
Oh man. Well. Amanda, you have to get out of here. So let's just wrap it up. I'm so sorry.
So fast.
I know.
That was awesome.
A really fast one. But, so, Mercedes, is there anything that you would like to promote, or where can people come and find you online?
Yeah, you can find me at Mercedes Javid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. .com, I bet.
.com, .u, .it, .com.
A-O-U. Amazing.
Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show. So a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
Well, Mercedes, you're doing a great job.
You know, I feel the sincerity behind your eyes.
Good. Yes, you're killing it, lady.
Yeah, that little baby is happy.
Oh, yeah. He's a really happy baby.
Fucking great.
Thanks, ladies.
Your eyebrows are on point.
Yes.
You are wearing pants.
I am wearing pants.
You're killing it.
If you told my husband that I was wearing pants, he wouldn't believe you.
Amanda, you are doing a great job.
I did a great job this week.
You did a great job this week.
Yep. And you did a great job letting your
son
stepmom get out of that on her own.
Oh, yep. I forgot to tell. There was another story about Ajax having a tantrum. I'll just tell it another time.
Okay. Yeah. So you might find yourself wishing that you were on the Forever Farm as your parents drop big sad bombs on your kids. Or you're feeling like the most the smartest and most capable parent in the entire universe because you threw a sheet over your child for Halloween, or you said, fuck you, Disneyland, I'm out within 3 hours because you just couldn't take it anymore. Mm-mm. Know that, you know what? You're doing Mm-mm. a great job.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Hi, folks. Sean Watkins here. I'm here to tell you about my podcast / album called This Is Who We Are. That's right. It's a podcast and a record all rolled into one. Each episode features one song off the record paired up with a conversation with a guest who is related to that song in some way. Guests include Jackson Browne, Inara George, Kate Micucci, and the conversations aren't about these songs specifically. The songs just serve as sort of a topical springboard that hopefully will lend a little context to this new album of mine. Sort of like a modern-day version of liner notes, only much more personal. The podcast and the album are both called This Is Who We Are. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.